Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter, dictating an endoscopy report on Robert Minnick, date of birth 3/10/1953, date of procedure January 11, 2024. Physician, Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Lee Kostrin. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with colpiopsy and colpiopsy polypectomy and colonoscopy and cold biopsy. Cold biopsy and cold snare polypectomy. Description, indication is history of diverticulitis, abnormal CT scan in the sigmoid colon, heartburn. Description of procedure and form confirms pain period, possible complication of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, which in the lungs, rural experience, the patient period, the patient is brought to endoscopy, placed in left lateral position, stage for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care period. A well lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum stomach, G junction, esophagus period, retrospective is obtained at the cardio period, air resection from the stomach for withdrawal of the scope. Period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. Digital rectal exam was normal. Period. A well lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. Retroflexure was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was. Poor. With a Boston Bowel Prep score of 5, 1-2-2. Period, the patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy, there was an unremarkable proximal mid-esophagus. Next line, the Z-line was irregular at 42 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of LA grade A, ulcerative esophagitis noted. Biopsies are obtained for histology. Next line, there was gastric erythema with some evidence of hemorrhagic gastritis. Biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Next line, there was a diminutive gastric body polyp, which was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of periampullary prominence that was protruding into the lumen of the duodenum, comma. This was approximately 3 to 4 centimeters in size, comma, biopsies were obtained throughout for histology. Throughout this area for histology. Next line. Otherwise, duodenum to D2. Otherwise, in D2, there was evidence of erosions and ulcerations throughout. Biopsies were obtained separately of the eroded tissue for histology. Next line, duodenal bulb appeared unremarkable. Period. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, the appendiceal orifice again. At the appendiceal orifice again, there was noted to be a prominence. Biopsies were obtained in this area for histology. Next line, at 25 centimeters, there was an inverted tick. Noted, comma, biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line. There were 2 sigmoid colon polyps, both sessile, 1 approximately 8 millimeters and 1 approximately 10 millimeters, and cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was grade 1 internal hemorrhage noted on retroflex, no bleeding. Next line. There was left-sided diverticulosis coli, which narrowed the lumen. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Comma, biopsies were rushed to evaluate the periampullary prominence. Next line, recommend PPI-BID script was written for omeprazole 40 milligrams to be taken 30 minutes before breakfast and dinner. Next line, would recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months. Sorry, delete that. If biopsies from the periampullary prominence return as normal tissue, would still recommend endoscopic ultrasound for further evaluation, comma, if biopsies are revealing of mass or malignancy, would recommend oncology evaluation and possible surgery. Next line. Would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 6 months to 1 year time, given poor prep on the right side, comma, will discuss with patient at follow-up visits. Please go back to the area where at colonoscopy, and also note Boston Bowel Prep score was 5, 1-2-2, poor prep, comma, an aggressive amount of lavaging and suctioning was attempted in the colon. Unfortunately, the stool was sticky and adherent to the mucosa, limiting visualization of the underlying mucosa. Please go back to the plan and write follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, increase fiber in the diet and water intake, comma, fiber supplementation as needed.